Ecclesiastes chapter 12, beginning in verse number 13. The Bible said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the privilege we have to be here on a Wednesday night. I pray for just a few minutes. Just touch these lips. Help me to preach what you put upon my heart in this day. Lord, my heart desire is to feed the sheep. Lord God, that you've entrusted me with, I pray God will give them something that'll help them. I pray, Lord, if there's one in our midst does not know you as Lord and Savior, may this be the night, may this be the place that they get birthed in the family of God. Help us tonight, and everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, the Lord helping me on this subject, of three things that we need to teach our children. Three things that we need to teach our children. Now understand, look and listen a second. There are a lot more than three things they need to be taught. But there's three things in these verses that I read that I believe is a great necessity that needs to be instilled in our children. You say, preacher, what are they? Well, first of all, tonight, I believe we need to teach them to fear God. The Bible said in verse 13, let us hear the conclusion, the whole matter. Fear God. Now, can I say this and hear me tonight? If there's a problem in America, is this problem, people do not fear God like they used to fear God. Amen. As a matter of fact, they're not afraid of much or nothing. They are so worked up and so caught up in their self. And I don't like the bumper sticker, no fear. I have never liked that. There are some things that you ought to fear. Amen. Hey, you ought to fear sin. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you, friend, you and I are no match for sin. That's right. When you think you can handle it, you're already snared. Amen. But we sure do need to teach our children to fear God. Somebody, they tried to explain this a lot and say that's a reverential. It's not a fear fear. It is a fear fear. It ain't just reverential. You understand God is God. God is holy. God is righteous. God ain't your little buddy. God is not the man upstairs. God, friend, it's not a genie in a bottle, but he is a holy God. A God that created all things, and by him all things consist. And you ought to fear God. Amen. Hey, and our children need to learn to fear God. I don't let my children make light of the things of God. And their children, they think something, saying, here and they will, they'll say something. But when I'm going to tell you, when I hear some things don't necessarily believe I'll do, I want to make sure they know God ain't pleased. You can ask any of my children tonight, whenever I've corrected them, I don't want to tell them you've offended me, you have broke a law that I gave you, but I also remind them you have offended God. Amen. You say, you're just using God. No, they need to understand God's holy, and God demands holiness. Amen. I know where in the day they don't want you saying much. Oh, them children just expressing themselves. Hey, I'll tell you something, Mom and Daddy. We've got responsibility. They need to fear God. Amen. That's why schools are a chaos. We've lost the fear of God and the fear of authority. Say amen right there. Hey, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What is life? Fear God. Amen. You and I as parents, we need to let them see the fear of God in us, that we fear God. Amen. Hey, we need to instill him. You need to fear God. He gives you your breath. He can stop at any time he chooses. Amen. Well, that's right. Now, there are a lot of folk, they don't like that kind of preaching. Don't want you telling a child, hey, the Bible said here, we need to fear God. Matter of fact, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, according to the book of Proverbs. You won't have some children that know some things, intelligent wisdom, then you better first teach them the fear of God. Amen. A foolish person is those that don't fool God. Amen. So teach them to fear God. Let me say number two in our text. We need to teach them to follow God. For the Bible said on in verse 13, and keep his commandments. You know, listen to me tonight. This Bible is not a book of suggestions. Did you get that? It is not a book of suggestions. It is not a buffet bar. Yeah, up north, it's a smorgasbord, but down here, it's a buffet. Well, the Bible's not a buffet. You don't pick and choose what you want. When God has said something, we need to comply to it. We need to obey it. We need to accomplish it. We need to teach our children what God said is the authority, and you need to obey the Word of God. Amen. Hey, children, my friend, need to be taught. That's right. Hey, every time, you may not like this, and I'm not preaching for you to like it, but I'm preaching you the way it is and the truth. But every time my children have ever lied to me, I remind them what the Bible says about liars, that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. And I tell you adults that lie, you're going to have your part in the lake of fire if you're a true Bible liar. We all right on Wednesday night. I don't know and preach that rough, but it's in the text. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, they need to know what God's law says. God's law is important. I'm amazed. We've raised a generation don't want the Ten Commandments, but our laws are based on the Ten Commandments. Amen. Has anybody ever heard the reason? They gave a reason why they were beginning to fight and say, we don't want them to have the Ten Commandments in school. Did you ever hear one of the reasons why? Here's what they said. We're afraid they'll live them and do it. That's ignorance at its peak. Amen. You said, I don't like that. Well, that's what it is. Friend, I'm telling you, if we can get the Word of God in them, it'll make a better person out of them. Yeah, you want good citizens. Saved citizens make the best citizens. God-fearing citizens make the best citizens. God-following citizens, friend, hey, they make the best citizens. Hey, we need to obey. If God says don't, we don't. God says do it, we do it. Amen. So we find we need to instill in them to follow God. Teach them. It's important. Obey the Lord. I've seen even my children, as we've tried to instruct, I've seen God touch their hearts in special offerings. One time, one of our kids, and we was in a camp meeting, didn't have any money, but had this little old pocket knife, one of these Boy Scout looking type knives, all them little gadgets on it, and didn't have no money, but went up to the moderator, who was a friend, personal friend of our family, and said, don't have no money, but take that and do something with it. Well, that little thing raised about $3,000 that night. That's right. You know where they learned? We tried to teach them at home. I give. I let my children see me giving and all, because I want them to learn to give. I have sat them down and said, listen, there's going to be a day you'll grow up, you'll leave my house. I want you to be good. I said, you may not always sit under daddy as your pastor. I said, but you learn to be good to God's men, because the Bible teaches us to be good to God's men. Amen. And I've seen my children, my older oldest, the oldest one, and she ain't where she ought to be at the Lord, and she knows that, and I've told her that. But I have seen her be good to God's men. Where'd she get it? She has taught it at home. They ain't going to get away from what you give them. Now, they might run to the backside of the world, but they ain't going to get away from this book. Amen. So we need to teach them to follow. Hey, the only life of contentment, the only life of joy, unspeakable and full of glory, is a life that where we are following the Lord. Amen. It ain't about making money. Money's a good thing. You ought to get a good job, yes. But I'm going to tell you, following God's more important than your job. Amen. Because let me just say this, just throw it out. Somebody saved has no business working for Budweiser. The warehouse, driving the truck, stocking the shelf. Saved man ain't got no business doing that. Amen. I wouldn't even have a Budweiser ball cap. Amen. I want everybody to know whose side I'm on. Amen. I'm not on the devil's side. I'm on God's side. Amen. And so we need to teach them following God is the best. It's not just good. It's the best. Amen. And while you teach them, Father, let them know it ain't a drudgery. Let them know it is a joy. I don't let my children think church is the awfulest thing that can happen to them. I want to know that's the best place to be. But, hey, I want to know if you're in trouble, you're hurting, the house of God's the best place to be. Amen. So we find that we need to teach them to fear God, to follow God. Then let me say this, and I'm about done. We need to teach them that they will face God. Look at verse 14. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Teach them they will face God. Don't you hide that from them. Even from a little bitty child. You instill, we're going to face God with everything we do. That's right now. And it was someone mentioned this to me the other day, and this is right. There is no age of accountability. It is the knowledge of accountability. It is not an age, but it's when that child comes to that knowledge, they're a sinner and God's the Savior. That's where that place of salvation takes place. Whether that's at 4 or 5 or if at 14, 15 or at 25, wherever that may be, that, my friend, is what they need. But they learn from a child, I'll face God. Amen. I want my children, I want you even to know, hey, every message I preach, I'll face God for it. I'll either receive reward because I preach what he said, or I'll lose reward if I ain't obedient in preaching what he says, or if I preach it for my own glory. To build my name. Amen. Are you listening to me? Teach them that they will face God one day. Let them know it's going to happen. Amen. So it's important that we instill to fear God, to follow God, that they will face God. Sinners at the great white throne judgment. The saints at the judgment seat of Christ. But we're going to face God. Amen. You know, if really... And I know just from personal experience, them days I'm living in light of the judgment, I sure do a lot better. If I'm really thinking, man, he could come right now and you really get thinking, but hey, the next breath, it could be in the glory world. Amen. The next step could be on streets of gold. That's right. When we're thinking about that, we do live a little cleaner than if we've done pushed it out of our mind. We're just kind of coasting along. Amen. But we all need to be right-minded. Hey, we're going to face God. I won't treat folk because I'm going to face God. And you better treat folk right because you're going to face God. Don't think you get by with nothing. Now, I do not consider myself an expert parent or authority. I don't preach a lot on family. I'm waiting to see how all mine turns out. Just being honest. Hey, man, I ain't writing no book. They won't never be a book with David Shelton wrote on about the family. You can forget that. Hey, man. But I do try to always talk to them. And my children, from the youngest all the way, I've always told them, I said, you may do something behind daddy's back. And it may look like you have got by, but I promise you, you haven't. Amen. You say that's too much for a kid. No, it ain't. They need to know that. Amen. Don't you ever see what's happened? The parents no longer run the home. It's the kids run homes now in this country. Don't you ever let that take place. You make sure you're the parent. Now, it's good that you have a good relationship with your child, but they ought to always know you're the parent. Amen. I'm buddies with my kids, yes. Well, I read, every one of them, I've sat on their bed at night and read stories, and ain't Bible stories. Had one liked Hardy Boys, and one liked Nancy Drew, now one likes these Treehouse Mysteries. And I sit on the bed talking about kids reading books and wind up in dinosaur days. And everything, what am I doing? I'm bonding with them, having time with them. But at the same time, they know who the authority is in our home. And I don't lord over them. They just know. Why? We try to instill in them. It's important that we teach these things. To fear God. Follow God. You'll face God. Because listen, if they neglect fearing God and following God, they'll have to be reminded over and over. The Holy Ghost will make sure they're reminded. You're going to face God. You know better. You know truth. Amen. And let me say this, if your child's lost and they're grown, there's a man, and Tim, if you make sure they're ready to come in here right now. There was a man named John Jackson that ran away from home as a boy, 10, 12 years old, became a hobo. Now, the young people, they don't know what in the world that is, but you old ones understand the language. He ran away from home, stayed away till he was about grown, and he got where he could block his mom out of his mind, block her prayers out of mind, till one night, sitting in the rain in Dallas, Texas, he's sitting on a trash can. He looks up in the early morning hours of a lady in front of her sink, her just the shadow of her body through the blinds of sin. And the Holy Ghost let him think about his mama. And he got thinking about her prayers. And he got under conviction. And sitting on a trash can in Dallas, Texas, got born again. And after the sun come up, he went and knocked on that woman's door and said, "Ma'am, I know you don't know me and I'm a bum and I look awful." Said, "But if you wouldn't care, I'd like to make a collect phone call to Georgia." And she let him. Here's what happened. She dialed it, got to operate, collect call. When she handed the phone to John, he said these words, "Mama." And mama dropped the phone and went to shouting because she knowed who he was. Hey, he had a boy's voice when he left home. He's a man's voice now. But she doesn't know God had answered her prayer. Don't you think God ain't heard you. Don't you give up, though they're away from God and maybe their lives in the rest. You keep praying for them till they get in. Amen. Hey, don't ever give up. Father, thank you for the attention of the people tonight. Thank you for the word of God. I pray you'd bless in the furtherance of the meeting tonight. Help, I pray, in the invitation, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. If you would stand tonight, this altar's open. If you need to pray, we'll give you time. We'll bring these children here. They're going to share some things with us. But this altar's open if you need to come. Maybe you're a burden for your family. Maybe that's the case. Maybe you're just praying, "God, help me do what's right." Maybe a young person here, God's a deal in your heart. Maybe you need to come. Whatever you need, this altar's open tonight. If you're not saved in this place tonight, we'd love to take the Bible, show you how to be born again. Would you come? Would you do business with the Lord?